In eighth grade, Casey Connor started building longboards with his shop teacher after school. After the class, he made longboards in his garage, sold them to kids at school, and even tried to see if local businesses would carry his products.
When I started building my own boards and then selling them to people and they were able to use them, it was really satisfying to know that, you know, something I built is being used by other people.
Other businesses declined to carry his boards, but with the support of his mom, Lisa, he opened a shop of his own. 907 Boards on the Old Seward Highway in Anchorage opened in spring 2015, and Connor's mom says he sacrificed a lot.
He's here. He's put in the hours, and for several months before he even opened, you were up, we were on that computer, you were researching. He had absolutely nobody to tell him anything about the skate industry or the business.
Connor and his mom also created Longboard for Change. Connor has dyslexia. The organization educates people about dyslexia and literacy issues along with promoting longboarding. Connor says the idea came from seeing his mom researching dyslexia at 2 in the morning.
We established this so that way not everyone has to go through those struggles. So just to make it easier and a lot more efficient for people to learn how to read, people to find a tutor or a website.
They created a literacy helpline, offering firsthand experience and tips on local and national literacy resources.
We're always there, we're always willing to, you know, listen and help you through anything.
More information about Longboard for Change is on Facebook or visit 907boards.com. I'm Francisco Martinez.